Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The religious element of the body politic of the Jewish state of Israel is refusing to take the coronavirus vaccine. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jimmy, I began to note the nation of Israel because the leading nation in the world in regard to taking this vaccine was Israel. Back in December, Benjamin Netanyahu went on the record of saying that he had agreed to enter into an agreement with Pfizer that in his words, Netanyahu's words, that Israel would be the laboratory. He used those words, the laboratory for the clinical trial, effectively, of this, what they would call it, the vaccination. When I read it, I thought, that's a very strange thing, Netanyahu. Why in the world are you entering into an agreement? How can you do that, first of all, with your people? And his goal was, we are going to demonstrate to the world that we are courageous and bold and willing to step up and take this vaccine. We'll become the most vaccinated country in the world, and we will lead the nations of the world back to normalcy. I thought, I don't like the sounds of that, because when I think of Israel, there's no man that has led Israel to prominence, but God himself has been the defender and the leader to Israel. And the only reason they're there now is because God himself, not because of any one individual. I thought that was kind of an arrogant statement. After that fact, now we know that about 70% of Israelis have been vaccinated. But the only group that has not taken it, have really resisted, have been the ultra-religious, the Orthodox, and those in that, the religious Jews have said, no, we cannot. They've resisted strongly. But Israel has already proceeded to the point of what they call a green passport. It's a proof of vaccination. And they are implementing it to the point now that if you do not have your vaccination, then we will prevent you from going to a whole host of other areas that people would normally go to. You cannot go. The result of that is you have many Israelis stepping up.
Sam Rohr explaining the fact that the religious Jews, many of them in Israel, are refusing to take the coronavirus vaccine. We report this information because it may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. It is very interesting to me that religious Jews, in particular those in Israel, are refusing the coronavirus vaccine. They fear what may happen in the future to those who take the vaccine. In light of that, I would remind you of Revelation chapter 7, which reveals that God will select 12,000 Jews, male virgin Jews, from the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000 male virgin Jews, to go across the world preaching the gospel of the kingdom during the seven-year tribulation period. My question, could those refusing to take the vaccine be a part of that 144,000? And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...